Blog Talk Radio.
Our scripture reading tonight, we're going to continue in Jude. And we're looking back at Jude 2023. And then we're just looking into reinforcing our faith, continuing from our last night, and just touching back on some of the things from there. And then we're going to go straight into the 24-25, and just reminding everyone that God is able. You know, even during our times of mourning and grief, as the Martinez family is at this time, God is able. And there is victory in the battles of this life. And I know that we go through some ups and some downs, and we have peaks and we have valleys. And some of our souls will try to. Sometimes it's hard to pull your way through. But that's why it's so good to have your covering of comfort on each and every day. Even while we're up and we're laughing and we're going through the good times, we must recognize and not fool ourselves to remember that there are going to be sorrowful times and there are going to be sad times and there are going to be hard times and there are going to be times that we feel like giving up, but we need someone in our corner. We need our intercessors. We need the ones that are there pushing and praying us through. We need our shepherds. We need our leaders. Hallelujah. So we need Jesus Christ in our lives at all time. And regardless of what your situation is tonight, it is not too late for you to turn around and give your life to the Lord. We know not the day, the time, or the hour when we will leave here, but it's a guaranteed fact. I don't care how high on the hog that we're living today, because tonight we could be down. I don't care how much riches and glory and fame that you have today, tomorrow it could all be gone. And so I invite you to take this time just to invite the Holy Ghost of Jesus himself to come and dwell inside of you, come and live inside of you, come and give you his peace and his comfort and his joy. So while you're where you're at right now, when you go down in the pits and the valleys, when things don't go the way that you hoped that they would go, you don't have to look for the enemy's answer, which is many times is suicide. You don't have to look for the enemy's answer, which is go and do evil against someone who did evil against you. You don't have to turn and bow down to the enemy and get into a bottle or put a needle in your arm, go out there and break up your family by doing lustful things, but you're already covered with the blood of Jesus with his comfort. You're already covered with the blood of Jesus, with his healing. You already will be covered with the blood of Jesus, with his word. So you know in his word what he thinks about your situation that you're in. That's what his word is. It's his thoughts, his thought pattern. It leads us to his righteousness. Teach you how to seek his word, how to seek his face. Because he's such a good God that he has chosen to reveal his stuff to each and every one of us. All we have to do is seek. Knock and those doors will be open. The doors that you're hitting up against the walls and you don't know which door it is, but you just ask and just seek his answers and he will lead you in the right way. He will lead you and your family members. So as we look back and we just say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for just an opportunity for me and my family to just get to know Brother Ernest Dobie Martinez. He's been like a brother to my son, J.D. And, you know, certain people in life you just meet and you just connect. And they met on the force together and they just have remained friends just in and out through all kind of things. They've been there together for each other. And even though Officer Ernie was still here in San Antonio and Officer Dumas is in Boston, they have never lost their connection with each other. So our hearts is just heavy tonight as we pray for the, just going to miss them. You know, we just pray for the families because they're going to miss their brother, their son, their friend, their cousin, you know? So that's why our hearts is heaviest. But we're getting ready for a celebration, because he has been entered into eternity. So where he's at, he's with the Holy Ghost. He's God's guidance. Amen? Amen. So we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for having a place for us to go. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can seek your face and we'll find you. I think that you've already went ahead and prepared a place for us. And where you are, that we too can be there. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we don't have to stay and suffer forever. Hallelujah, that our suffering can end right when you call our name. We have to go. We have to drop everything and let it go. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this family. I thank you, dear Father, for just comforting each and every family around creation, dear Father, that is going through bereavement. And as much as you've taught us about it, it's still personable to us. And you know, it's still, we go through different changes with grief. I thank you, Jesus, that you've taken the sting out of death. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And we know that you are able. You are able. May we decrease and may you increase and kind of just pour into us everything that you have for us tonight. And may we take this and share it with others. As we grow stronger in your name and your word, we believe in all of your word. We receive all of your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This is your host, Minister Vaughn Dumas. And I'm broadcasting live here from San Antonio, Texas. And we're just going to do a little recap just on our services last night and just talking about, you know, idols in the life of believers. And sometimes we look at idolatry in the Bible and we kind of just imagine all of the golden calves and other things that was worshipped by the heathens. And that's how we look at it. But we don't put together the word came from idols. And we don't really look at idols quite as the same. When we look at idols, we have to think about it. In our culture right now, there are a lot of idols that we idolize. But we read back in Exodus where it is that we're not supposed to have idols in our life. But we have celebrities and all kinds of different positions of fame that are fighting for our attention, and we give them just that. We give them all of our focus. We give them all of our attention. Hallelujah. And then we touched about just through all of the idols and set up false teachings. And we looked at some ways in Jude how to identify against false teachers. First of all, that they're mockers. Second, the false teachers will follow after their own lust. And then third of all, false teachers are divisive. They try to come across as superior to the listeners of them. You know, they try to come across as God has only shown them this, or God has only told them that. And they are the ones just to deliver it to you, that God won't show you. You know, you're not superior enough to get that divine lesson from the Lord. Those are false teachings. And then fourth, we spoke about false teachers are worldly minded. You know, they're not interested in the true teachings of God, but they're interested in the things that satisfies their lust, that satisfies them. So they will take a scripture here and a scripture from there, and they'll try to put it together, and they'll speak to you in a sweet, charming way to make it seem like that is a real thing for you. All lies is all lies. And so we have to remember to keep our mindset on the word and make sure that we're reading the word for ourselves, that we're in prayer with God ourselves. Amen? Asking him to reveal the truth, reveal the true leaders. You know, so those are things that we are responsible to do. And then we spoke about reinforcing our faith. And that continued on in Jude in 2023. And some of the things about reinforcing our faith, you know, first again, we must learn to saturate our minds with the holy, unchanging word of God. And it's very good that we understand that the word is unchanging. Oh, the winds may blow, you know, the sun will shine and snow may fall, rain may fall. Seasons change. People come in and out of your life. You change. Your appearance change from an infant to a toddler to a child to an adolescent, from your teenagers to young adults to an adulthood to middle age to an elderly stage. You change. Your characteristics change. Your voice tends to change. The way that you carry yourself, you go through different changes. If you don't believe me, look back in your photo album, and you will see the way that you dress now hopefully it's not the way that you dressed then. And, you know, it may be because it's back in style, but you've changed from then to there, is what I'm trying to say. You've changed. You look at your hairstyle from back then. Your mannerisms may be still the same, but your hands may have formed differently at this point. We change. We go through changes. And when, as we are changing, our mindset changes. We may have been into one thing so much that that's all that was on our minds at that time. And sometimes that even is even with our spouses, you know. You may have been so in love with he or she at one time or another, and at this point you may look back and say, why? You know, why? What was there about that situation? I can't see what I was seeing at that time. So your eyesight has kind of changed, agreeable? So things change. And so when we are in love with something, or we even lust after things, we kind of saturate our mind with that. And so I come to remind you, as we are reinforcing our, that we must remember that the word never changes. The word never changes. The world will tell you that it's okay now, the things that used to be, you know, ostracized, used to be something that it was a taboo to do. It was a big no-no-no to do, because the word said it was a big no-no-no. But the world will tell you that was then a no-no-no. It's okay to do that now. And if you try to stand against that now, then you're the one that's in the wrong. The spotlight is on you. But I came to remind you that the word never changes. So when you're listening to some teacher who's trying to convince you that, no, it's okay now to do these things, and when you open up the word and the word says, no, it's not, I remind you, I don't care how charismatic of the person is, how charming they were, I don't care how soothing that word came out of their mouth, I don't care what the spotlight is that they stand in, I don't care how many magazine covers they may it be on the front of, but the word is the word, and it never changes. Amen? We must saturate our minds with this holy, unchanging word of God, because the world is trying to convince you of other things. So you can't just afford to damp your mind every now and then with the word. You've got to be saturated with the word. Because we're out here working in this world. We're out here praying in this world. We're walking up and down dangerous highways, byways, streets, and roads. And wherever we're at, we're amongst all of the ones that are trying daily to convince us. And billboards, and newspapers, on TV, you know, on our job, wherever we're at. So our minds have to be saturated if we want to reinforce our faith, because it'll be easily adjusted to the world if you keep playing out there in that field. Amen? Amen. What's the old saying? If you lay a dog, you lay down with a dog with fleas, how can you not get them? Yeah, you're going to get fleas just the same. So if you're playing and dipping and dabbing out there in the world, and you're spending more time with your coworkers who are out in the world than you are the ones that are inside of a church, then when is the last time you looked in the mirror is the question I have for you. Because you may have changed. You may feel a little bit different than what you thought you were. So look at yourself. Self-examine yourself, because you may have changed. Amen? Amen. So we must saturate our minds with the holy, unchanging word of God. Hallelujah. And that allows the Holy Spirit to continuously refresh our minds and bring us new insights as we start to develop our Christian maturity. All right, and then second, we spoke about that we must commit to prayer in the Holy Spirit. We must pray in the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 6 and 18 tells us that we can trust in God's Spirit. We can trust in His Spirit to guide us in our prayers. And we can trust in the Holy Spirit to lead us in regarding what to pray for, when to pray, and how to pray. You know, so the excuse about I don't even know how to pray gets wiped out. We can wipe that off of our slate, because the scriptures will even go for it. He said, I will teach you. I will show you. Here is my example. Here is my guideline of what to pray for, when to pray, and how to pray. Amen. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. And then third, it says we must keep ourselves in the love of God. You know, of course, we can never fall beyond the scope of his divine love, but we shouldn't ever take the Lord's amazing grace for granted. Should never take it for granted, sisters and brothers. You know, with that in mind, we need to guard our closeness with him. I love that. We need to guard our closeness with him, ensuring that we spend uninterrupted time in his presence. I want to guard my closeness with him. Every night that we come to do the broadcast and don't let something else interrupt it, we're guarding our closeness with him. Every time that I see an opportunity that I could do wrong, but I refused and I said I want to do right, I'm guarding my closeness with him. Every time that, you know, you turn down that invitation from that person of the opposite sex to come and have that late dinner with them, you know, there's nothing going on, just come and have a late dinner with me, just friends, just to talk, and you refuse it, you're guarding your closeness with him by protecting your family. Amen. We have to be in a state of protection. That doesn't mean a state of fear. Don't confuse the two. But we've got to be in a state of protection against our closeness with the Lord. Amen? Amen. And then fourth, we must await the Lord's return eagerly. Eagerly. We should be excited about the Lord's return. We shouldn't get so carried away in the world that we forget that the Lord is going to return. And we should await the Lord's return eagerly. Hallelujah, you know, eagerly. Jesus' second coming is the most anticipated event in history. And we all need to keep our eyes on this goal. Keep our eyes on this goal. Amen? And then we also ended just to remind you that there is no magical formula for spiritual growth. You know, but these simple steps laid out in verses 20 and 23 of Jude can serve as a guide while you strive to protect your faith from the snares of the world. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. But let's just read Jude 24 and 25, and then we're going to go right on in, and let's just go ahead and do 24 and 25 is where we're just going to go for tonight, and then we'll step into our other readings on it. Amen. The 24 and 25 says, to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, power, majesty, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Unchanging, for now and forevermore. You know, people fail, but it says to him who was able to keep you from falling, hallelujah, I thank you, Jesus. How many times can you look back and personally say, there's no way that you can count, so let's just take it for this week alone, that you would have failed if it had not been for God? If it had not been for him, you would have failed today. Yeah, you would fail. If it had not been for him, people fail. See, we do not like this reality because we try to put our trust in people and we find someone and we put everything into that person. And we want them to be the one that makes us happy, be the one that who calms our nerves, to do everything for us, but people fail. And so when people fail us, regardless of their titles, regardless of how much money that we pour into their different entertainment, no matter how many magazine covers they've been on the front of, or how many times that they come on the TV or the radio, people fail. And then we're hurt, and we're let down, and we're disappointed, and we want to give up, and we don't want to believe in anything anymore because people fail. You know, there are times when no matter how hard we try or even how talented we may be, we simply do not succeed or even reach our goals. Remember that people fail, but there is a God who will never fail you, and he's able to keep you from falling. But see, when we put all our hopes in people and they fail, we fall. Hallelujah. So how are we to succeed at a given task? You know, especially in situations when the odds are against us, how are we to succeed in any given task? You know, for believers in Jesus Christ, the answer is to live out a radical faith in the knowledge that our God is, he's willing and able to overcome all of our weaknesses. So we must continue to live out that radical faith. Live it knowing that our God is willing. Live it knowing that our God is able to overcome our weaknesses. So as we're living out our radical faith, we're not living it thinking about, I'm so weak in this area, because remember, God is covering that. He's willing and he's able to cover that. My weaknesses, I give over to my Father and I draw off in his strength and I walk right on through it. I might have to go through like a quarterback and push people and throw different things out of the way or whatever it needs to be. I think that's the quarterback position. But either way it goes, we're going to make sure that we continue to go through. We're going to push our way through. We're going to force our way through. Amen? That's how we are to succeed in any given time. We've got to live out a radical faith. We've got to do these things knowing that we got God by our side and that he's willing and he's able to overcome our weaknesses, overcome our fears, overcome our doubts. Hallelujah. I don't care if you've tried it and you failed. You get back up this time and you try it again with the Lord. Amen? You know, Sarah lied when she overheard the Lord's prophecy that she would bear a son, right? She lied. Is anything too difficult for the Lord? Is what was asked of her in Genesis 18? You know, within a year, that question was answered. Now, when the elderly woman gave birth to baby Isaac, to accomplish the unimaginable. She laughed because it was unimaginable that she would give birth to a child. Unimaginable. What situation are you going through right now? It just feels like it's a river that you can't cross. It feels like it's a mountain that you can't get over. It was unimaginable for you to think of you getting that position. It's unimaginable. And I feel that somebody's in your corner too, just reminding you. Don't try to go too high, they're saying. Don't try to do too much, they're saying. Even with your relationship with Christ, they say, well, you know, don't become a fanatic now. Don't become too involved in the word. But you can become all that you can in the world. Let it go, hang it loose. I never hear anyone telling anyone, don't go too far out there in the world. Don't have too much fun now. No, they like, do your thing. Do your thing. Wow, it's an unimaginable thing. Someone said that, you know, your it just goes through your lineage as far as that disease is in your lineage. It's in your lineage as far as bad tempers. You know, it's there. It's just a given that they've been poor all their life. Have you ever heard people speak in their saying that, you know, oh, they came from money. Their mother had money. Their father had money. Their father's parents and mother's parents had money. They had money. So they are expecting you to be rich and have money, to be wealthy, to be successful, right? So we can put that blessing on them. Why can't we put the same blessing on the ones that didn't have? You know, it is their time. They're the one who broke the chain. They're going to break that mold. You know, mother and father may have struggled, but they chose not to struggle. So they got hooked up in the right thing, doing the right thing at the right time. God has placed them in a position that now everybody after them is going to be successful. They're going to succeed because of hard work. Not because necessarily it was just given to them, but they have a success record from the hard work that they put in. You know, they have a radical faith. Their mother had radical faith. Their dad had radical faith. They live with the knowledge and knowing that God is willing and he's able to bring all of their faults before the Lord. With their repentance, he can forgive them all. Radical faith. Being able to look at a situation that looks like it's unimaginable and look how God has accomplished those things in your life. You know, when God sent Moses to Pharaoh to demand the release of the Hebrew slave, Moses was flesh. Moses was scared. Who am I, he asked, that I should go to Pharaoh? Can you imagine it? Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt? Oh, are you sure it's me you're speaking out? Hallelujah. Is it me that you want me to do this for? You know, God replied with assurance, just to let him know, you can't move my hand. You can't break my promise. You can't make me change my mind on this. Yes, you. Yeah, it's you. It is you. He replied with assurance that he would pave the way for the Hebrews. He said, you know, I'm going to go ahead and straighten it out. It's already done. You just need to be in position. I'm going to pave the way for the Hebrews' release, which he did in such miraculous ways. You know, truly Moses saw that God was more than able. After one step and another step, even bringing his brother along to be an interpreter and speak for him, truly Moses saw that God is able. What is it that he's asking you to do right now? That you step back and say, but no, maybe you're talking about my brother. Maybe you're talking about my mother, my sister. Maybe you're talking about somebody else on my pew. When a pastor is asking you to step up off your pew and get to work inside of the church doing something besides sitting, he said, no, maybe you're talking about someone else. What is it that God is asking you to do? Examine yourself. It's something inside of you that needs to be brought out. You've been holding it down too long. It's something inside of you that the world is waiting on. You got to move that fear out of the way. Can you just go ahead now and just practice sliding it out of the way, pushing it down? Asking God to remove the fear and fill it up with his strength, his expectations, to release in you his power. He'll do it in miraculous ways. And then you too will see that God is able. You got to start working it out. You know, as many times as Moses was leading the Hebrews out of Egypt, there was many times that it looked like it wasn't going to work. But you got to still believe that God is willing. God is able. Even if he has to split your Red Sea. Hallelujah. God is willing and able. He's already paved out the way for your release. You know, on our own, we can accomplish nothing at all. However, when we operate within the will of God, my sisters, my brothers, we have access to a limitless power source. And this power source, it far exceeds our comprehension. We can't imagine the power source that is available to each and every one of us when we operate within the will of God. And as we close tonight, if you're overcome by the burdens of the world, it is time to throw yourself into the arms of the Holy One. The one who can carry you, your heavy load. I invite you to trust in him and learn for yourself that God is able. Amen? Amen, amen. We've come to the close of another broadcast, and we just want to extend the invitation to you. As you find victory in your battle for life, we want you to remember God set everything in plan, everything set up just for you. Everything that you are to do, everything that he's expecting you to do, he has it worked out just for you. You should be praying for someone daily. Have you prayed for anyone today? Have you prayed for any lost soul today? Did you have an opportunity to lead someone to the Lord today, but you said, nah, they're not going to hear it? Nah, I don't want to put myself in there like that. It's not for me, it's for the ministers to do. You have been called to minister to everyone you see. And whether you believe it or not, you're doing just that. Even if you're leading them down the road of destruction, you are ministering. Amen. Each of you that are going into the stores and buying alcohol and liquor for some underage kid, you are ministering. When you stand on that corner and you sell drugs to your neighborhood, you are ministering. My question to you is, who are you ministering to? Can you look them in the eyes the next time? And remember in your mind, as you do those things, I am ministering. Sisters and brothers, we've got to learn to repent of our sins. And I feel someone saying that I'm in it now. I'm so deep in it. How do I get out of it? This could be my life trying to get out of this situation. Repent of your sin. God knows all about it. Talk to him about it. Openly open up your heart. Speak to him about it. I promise you, it's not for you to figure out how you're going to get out of it, how it's going to all work out. Just believe. That situation that seems unimaginable right now, God already has a way of working it out. He's already paved your way for your release. And I now stand before you to say this. You are now released from selling drugs. You are now released from taking drugs. You're now released from being the one that's abusing that family. From doing all the things, whatever it is, is not important that I call it out by name because you know it by name. You know it's in your heart, it's in your mind, you know what it is. So no, it's not important that I call it out by name. I hear you speaking that. She didn't call mine, so that's not it. God has called yours. And he's speaking it right to your ear right now, right to your heart right now. You have been released. Pen of that thing and be free. He will set you free. You know, I don't care if I don't understand. God understands. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. I am your host, Minister Von Dimas, and I am willing to let's talk about this thing. You know, God sent you a sign of his love. God sent the greatest sign of his love for you, right where you are. And that sign is Jesus. He's God in the flesh, who was born of a virgin, and he lived amongst men. He was sent to pay the price for sin by shedding his blood on the cross. And now he's calling you. He wants to give you eternal life. That life is filled with faith and filled with peace for eternity. All you have to do is believe. And if you say these words and believe in your heart, you will be born again. Jesus, come in my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Receive me into the family of God. In your name I pray. Amen. And if you just prayed this prayer, I congratulate you. You are a new creature in Christ. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that all things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. All the heaven is celebrating. And you have a brand new life with Jesus. You have a future of faith and victory to look forward to starting right now. Your slate has been wiped clean. Prayer is important that you tell someone. I would love to hear from you. You can reach me again at walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can leave a message here at the Blog Talk Radio. I definitely reach back out and respond. I'd be more than happy to give you any kind of biblical literature that gets you started on your walk with Christ. Or you may be already on your walk and you just need a new Bible. You want to share a Bible with someone. Just let me know. Just let me know. You know, Jesus is thinking about you right now. And he's waiting patiently in line for you right now. You have a brand new life with Jesus Christ. You know I love you, but more importantly, God loves you. God loves you. You do your best to be the best you that you can. Don't step out of the way off of the pathway of righteousness. And if you slip off, turn around. God will bring you back in. Call on his name. Before you make those decisions, call on his name. I dare you to ask him, what does he think about that situation? Amen, amen, and amen. I will be letting you know of different arrangements for the homegoing services for Brother Ernie, Dobie Martinez, and any contributions to the family. I do have information that where those contributions can be sent. Just reach out to me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. I will give you the family's information of where you can put that at. The services are going to be on the 22nd. It's going to be the prayer services and the family visitation. And then on the 23rd, we will be actually laying his remains down for rest. I will be doing the services, and God bless each and every one of you. Until the next broadcast, continue to pray for me, and I will pray for you. Amen. Amen, sisters and brothers. Amen.